Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's called the Blind Horse Saloon, or it was. Well-known local venue, just the latest venue to serve alcohol that has bitten the dust, going out of business, not because there's not a lot of business, but because of ridiculous insurance rates in the state of South Carolina. Joining me to tie, this has happened in venue after venue after venue after venue. And we need our legislature to step in and do something here. Joining me to talk about this latest closure after 29 years. That's so sad. I hate to hear that for any business. Sheila Merck joins us. She's the Director of Operations and Communications for the South Carolina Venues Crisis. Good morning, Sheila.
Hey, good morning.
This is awful to watch. And I've been on your website, and there's just so many of these venues that have closed. Tell us, what is doing this? These rates are going, this is ridiculous. You'll be seeing these businesses that have paid $8,000 for insurance, and now they're paying $32,000 like a year later. They can't stay in business. What's going on?
It's an issue of insurance companies leaving the state because South Carolina's laws are poorly written when it comes to tort reform and liability. In South Carolina, you know, anyone can really sue another person or business establishment, whatever, for any reason. And when someone visits an establishment, a venue, a bar, a restaurant, a nightclub, and has a drink, when they leave that establishment, if they are in an incident, that establishment is responsible. You know, and a lot of people are saying, oh, well, folks are being overserved. You know, there is no personal responsibility. The way the law is currently written, you can have 1% of fault in an incident and be 100% liable for any payout. And that's a huge issue. Therefore, insurance carriers, the underwriters, have chosen to leave South Carolina, and the few, which are at this point less than five, that are willing to write liability insurance, liquor liability insurance, you know, they obviously have had to raise their rates because they know that they're going to have to pay out. There are different ranges. Like restaurants that have less than 30% of alcohol sales, obviously they have a different situation and they can find more affordable insurance. But places like the Blind Horse or, you know, multiple nightclubs or bars, you know, they're not having the same result. So they have no option other than to close.
It says here on the Blind Horse Saloon website about how, why this is closing. It says it's been a wonderful 29 years. So somehow they were able to operate for 29 years, but they can't now. And the list on your site of just these, you know, places that serve alcohol that are shutting down is truly astonishing. I mean, it's from Charleston to here. It's just like a, you know, bloodbath, really. What changed? Was there a law that passed that changed? I mean, obviously they've been paying this bill for 29 years and we're seeing it double and triple for people. Can you pinpoint that for me? Did the legislature pass something or?
It's just now caught up from a 2017 bill.
Okay.
Senate Bill 116. And it's taken, you know, this long for it to trickle down to be as bad as it is. That law established that businesses are absolutely required to have $1 million minimum liquor liability insurance or general liability insurance. Now, a lot of places already had that, but by making it mandatory, it's kind of a signal to the injury attorneys that they're automatically going to get $1 million.
Uh-huh.
And because of the issue of proving an establishment isn't responsible, you know, the court fees and the time it takes for all of the investigation and to get through court and everything, most of the insurance companies just automatically pay out. It's just like cashing a check. They know they're going to get it and they go after it.
I got it. So by raising it to $1 million, they raise the automatic payout from the insurance companies, and the insurance companies are like, forget this. We're leaving the state of South Carolina.
Right.
And those that are left charge exorbitant rates.
Right. Because, you know, if there are less than five companies servicing the entire state, you know, think about all of the potential payouts. That's a lot. And, you know, my little three-person committee has been like traveling the state over the last year, and we started telling people about this last April. So we've trying to, you know, get the information out as much as we could. We are not a political organization. You know, we're not a PAC. We don't have corporate funding. You know, it's just a true grassroots effort. And the sad thing is that people don't pay attention until it affects their bar or their nightclub or their income. They really don't care until it affects them. But when it does, like the Blind Horse, which it has a huge, huge following, you know, everybody wants something done immediately and wants to know who to blame. Well, what they need to do is contact their legislators, because the legislators are the only ones who can make a difference. And in the last year, multiple bills have been presented. And we thought that Senate Bill 533 was going to really do something this year. And it got on the House floor and there was heated debate, but it didn't make it pass the Senate, and now we have to wait until January before anything will happen again.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Let me just take a wild guess. Did the Senate Judiciary Committee kill it?
Oh, the Senate Judiciary had multiple meetings, uh-huh. and they set up a subcommittee, and Tribble from Tribble's Bar and Grill, Ashton Reed from Rocker Bells, and I, we went to as many of those meetings as we could so that we could get firsthand knowledge. The senators are
attorneys,
plaintiffs' attorneys.
Yeah, they are
plaintiffs' attorneys.
Yeah,
and we have learned so much over the last year, like the fact that plaintiffs' attorneys get like 30-40% off the top of every payout. For me, that's a problem. You know,
yeah.
Having people who benefit from the laws that they create or roadblock is a problem.
You know,
for our entire state.
You're probably not surprised that I was able to, off the top of my head, just finding out about this issue this morning, guess that the Senate Judiciary Committee did it. The way the scam works in this state is that the biggest law firms in the state all run people for the legislature and get them appointed to the Judiciary Committee, where they then enact laws or block laws that help their big name law firms make a ton of money. So what you're describing to me here, that's a shakedown. These guys just did a shakedown, and it's even worse than you're seeing, because guess who approves the judges? We're one of the few states where the judges are not elected. It's these same yep. crooked legislators. And so the judges know when somebody from one of these big law firms that where their legislators sit on the Judiciary Committee comes before them. It doesn't even have to be the legislator, although a lot of the time the legislator personally benefits financially too. The judge knows you got a rule for that legislator or his law firm, because if you don't, guess what happens next time you come up for reappointment? You're out of here. And so,
exactly.
And that's the problem, is that the defendants, when they go before these judges, have no idea they're screwed before they walk through the doors. They have no idea that the facts of the case don't matter. The judge is going to rule for the plaintiff 100% of the time, because they're going to have to go in front of those legislators that represent those big law firms. It's a racket, and you just ran right into the buzzsaw of it. That's how I knew it was the Senate Judiciary Committee. I knew it either had to be Judiciary Committee, the Senate, or the House. It's incredible level of corruption. So they actually killed this. I don't know what their plan is long term, Sheila, because here's the problem. If all of these little venues shut down, they're not going to have anybody to shake down for money.
Yeah, and also it affects our taxes.
Yep.
It affects the income for the people who work in these places. You know, how are they going to feed their children and pay their mortgages? You know, we, Tribble Ashton and I, come from a music side of things. That's why it's, you know, the venue crisis. But, you know, it not only is it going to affect South Carolina financially, you know, culturally, it's going to have a huge impact too. Think about all of the tourism that goes to Columbia and Charleston and Myrtle Beach and here in Greenville. Like, there are so many ways that we are being impacted already. Like, South Carolina had $29 billion come in last year from hospitality alone. It's insane. And yet the legislators are, at this point, I honestly think they're more concerned about reelection and what they can do next year. And that seems to be a primary focus. They presented various bills in the last year that could help in small ways, but they really passed over the SC Justice Act, which could help in a huge way, not only with the venues, but with manufacturing and trucking and home building association, you know, the engineers. Like, it seems to be that the legislators are thinking more about how it's going to affect them versus how it's going to affect their constituents.
Yeah, their law firms are going to make bank off of it.
Yeah.
We have been dealing with this for the longest time. We have judges, and this is really deadly too, Sheila, on the other side of this with drunk drivers, where a lot of these law firms do DUIs. These judges will let these drunk drivers off again and again and again and again because
they should be in jail.
Yes, exactly.
If they've had that many incidents where they've been, you know, accused and committed for drunk driving, then they should lose their driver's license. They should not be able to purchase alcohol, period.
So for those of you just tuning in, we're talking to Sheila with South Carolina Venue Crisis about the Blind Horse Saloon in Greenville having to close after 29 years in business because their insurance rates have doubled. We're seeing these venues that serve alcohol see their insurance rates doubles and triple after the South Carolina Senate Judiciary Committee, which is stacked with attorneys from the biggest law firms in the state, decided that we are going to make everyone have $1 million worth of insurance so that we can sue them and make more. This is incredible what you're telling me, Sheila. Where can people find out more? Where's your website? And what can they do?
The website is scvenuecrisis.org. As soon as we get off the phone, I'll be adding more information about the Blind Horse and a new story that WYFF ran yesterday. What they really need to do is find out who their legislators are if they don't know and contact their legislators, even though they are out of session right now. Many of them have like phone numbers and email addresses on there. Contact them. Please contact them and explain to them that we need some sort of resolution on this immediately. And so many legislators, actually all of the legislators, the House and the Senate, every single seat is up for grabs this year. And primaries are coming up, and then the elections are coming up in November. The ones who don't support small businesses, vote them out. We have that ability. Like, they work for us.
Well,
we need to do it.
I hope you'll be putting up a guide for who to vote for on your site again. It's scvenuecrisis.org. Sheila, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.